on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Okay, what's going on, WMFO? My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. 9 a.m. A better time slot than I had. I like this. It's going to be the late drive time. Are you late to work? And are you driving? This is the show for you. This is going to calm you down or psych you up. Depending on the whole thing, you know, depending on what you need. And also, I just talked to the guy up here. Apparently, WMFO had a bird flying around, and someone called about a bird flying around WMFO, flying around Curtis Hall. So we got birds. Maybe the bird. We'll get the bird on the show. We'll talk to the bird a little bit later in the hour. I tell you what, I was kind of mining some old playlists and stuff like that. I found a playlist that just couldn't have been made by me. I don't recognize any of the music on it at all. Just like straight up at all. And so I'm going to be playing some selections from there, but we're going to start with some old favorites. Old favorites for the Fast and Loose fans up there. 9 a.m. Heck of a time to be on the air. Heck of a time to be alive. All right, let's get to the show.
Shackles I made in the town Yeah.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. And yeah, we had three strong starters today, including two songs from First Aid Kit, My Silver Lining and Wolf. First one's on Stay Gold, CD that's been spinning in my car lately. And then Wolf, a bonus track from The Lion's Roar. Both those albums are like, definitely listen to them. I think First Aid Kit's one of the best bands of like the 21st century. That's just like a fact. And then we had Land of Talk with Summer Lakes, a song I play all the time on this show. But as promised, you know, we're gonna be talking about some of the stuff I've been reading for school. I had to read The Art of Communicating by Thich Nhat Hanh. I don't know if you've ever read anything by him, the monk who lives in. He passed away recently, unfortunately. But he was an influential Buddhist Zen master who had a retreat center in France. And so we had to read The Art of Communicating for just kind of a general close read for school. And my thoughts, we had a discussion yesterday, and I've kind of come away. I don't know. I think a lot of people were like out here like, why are you such a hater? I think I've solidified my thoughts on specifically The Art of Communicating in general. So there's nothing in that book I disagree with. We'll start out there. There is a distinctive element of mindfulness that is absent from society, and technology's made it a lot worse. And being present and being mindful with ourselves and with the people that we love, not only is just good, but it also, you know, alleviates suffering. There's a lot of just low-hanging fruit that can be sort of grabbed off the branches if we are a little bit more mindful. I completely agree with that. Completely. However, I do think that there are places and spaces where I kind of want to use this phrase. There are technical complexity and time constraints that prevent mindfulness from specifically being able to be achieved. I'm talking about, you know, I mean, hospitals, manufacturing plants, the DMV, right? Places where just things have to sort of be done on a certain timeline, and it's sort of unreasonable to think that you're going to have a mindfulness like communication, you're gonna have a mindfulness when so much information is sort of flying around and there's time constraints and there are like people, you know, sort of waiting for things to be done. And I want to say that very specifically, that vulnerability and building relationships, extremely important, but those things take time and they take space. And the society, the structures that society has built right now don't necessarily have those things in mind, right? So as we, you know, go out into the world, we try to change these things, which I think is good. I think, you know, entering the workforce and saying, all right, I'm gonna change these things. I'm gonna have more space. We're gonna take more time. We're not gonna be so. We're not gonna just, you know, run ourselves into the ground. I think that's good. I think that's an honorable attempt. But I think that it's unreasonable to believe that that's going to be something that changes now or very soon. So that's kind of just, I want to just sort of solidify that a little bit. I thought the book was great. I thought it was written in a way that was extremely easy to read. So if you're looking for just a good tableside book, The Art of Communicating. But, you know, that's sort of my main take. I mean, at one point he does say, like, I don't have a cell phone. And I really don't think I don't think I'm missing out on anything. And I was like, yeah, well, people are sort of coming to you at this point, right? And so for the rest of the world that sort of has to go out and find... go out and find the things. It's a little bit harder. So I thought that part was a little bit, you know, I don't know, not, I don't want to say naive because I don't want to sort of accuse him of naivete, but I definitely want to say like, oh, there are circumstances that are sort of helpful to take yourself off the grid like that. And unfortunately that's not the case for everybody. So anyway, you want to call in 855-915-9636 if you want to talk Thich Nhat Hanh, The Art of Communicating. Also, some takes from John Cassian. We could revisit the pseudo-Dionysius conversation from last week. Or we're just going to play some music. Let's do that. All right, back to the music. Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford.
to you. All I need is you.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to you're listening to WMFO Fast and Loose, the name of the show. WMFO, the name of the radio station. Curtis Hall, bird free since at least this morning. That's right. A little bit of a bird scare here, according to the security guy. Solved now, I think. Haven't seen a bird. Been walking around. You know, you hear about a bird in a room. You want to make sure it's not there, right? You don't want to be surprised later when a bird flies out from behind the couch because you were warned, right? There's either a bird or there's not, okay? And another thing, it's not like the bird found its way out either, right? It's either you got the bird out of the room or it's still in there, and its morbidity is in question. That's really the situation. All right. We had Bourne's 10,000 Emerald Pools, Abso Facto, Endless Summer, an In Undertow by Always, which, let's be honest, that song, the reason I love that song so much, there's like a hold where the singer is going like, there's no turning back, and there's a drum fill mid, there's no turning, and then like she holds it, and then the drum fill waits for like two beats and then starts the fill. Oh, yes. As a drummer, you dream for stuff like that because it's like you're in it. You know, you're not just keeping the beat. You're like, no. We're going to do this together. Oh, man. It's hard to explain, but that's why you play the drums right there. There's those opportunities. They don't always come, you know, once per album, perhaps, but those are the best. All right. Halfway through the hour here, I got a PSA for you. Did you know one of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings or radio equipment? Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which along with exercise and stress reduction, keeps your immune system healthy and better able to withstand infection. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others and protect them from getting sick too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. If possible, stay at home from work, school, and errands when you are sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That plus masks. I don't know when this was made. Maybe early on, 2 years ago, maybe March 2020, something along those lines. Anyway, great. Bunch of more music here, and I thought of something I wanted to talk about, specifically Jordan. The reason I needed to ask you about citing timestamps, because I'm watching this old Cecil B. DeMille film, I guess. It seems wrong to call it a movie. It's a silent movie. It's called King of Kings. I have to watch it for one of my classes. It is extremely interesting. It's also extremely 2 hours and 40 minutes long, so I'm kind of breaking it up in chunks. Interesting. Interesting times. I think it's like 1926. When this film dropped. All right, we'll do back to the music. We'll come back and talk about that.
Oh,
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. My name's Nate. And we're coming up on the end here. Wanted to make sure that we had ample time to go through just what we played and to, you know, talk about it. As they say in poetry and in my poetry class, which I am taking. I'm taking a class on poetry because I don't understand it and I want to understand it. Poetry is not about the thing. It is the thing. It's a characteristic specifically of lyric poetry, which lyric poetry can encompass everything from like sonnets to, now I'm racking my brain here. Sonics, rhyming poetry, song lyrics. The genre is pretty wide. However, genre is important in poetry because it kind of gives you a little bit of a grounding. It prevents the aliens from landing, as it were. Anyway, it's about the thing. It's not about the thing. About the thing that's talking. It's not the meta conversation. It's the conversation. You don't say, I'm thinking about loving you. You say, I love you. That's happening. Now. All right. The songs. Start out with The Energy Story by College. Fantastic Sam by Gap Dream. The one person listening to the show that knows why I played Fantastic Sam, big time shout out to Sam. You know who you are and you know what you're doing. And I'm just out here rooting for you. Dream Fortress by Grimes. Got a little weird because you need to at, 9:45 in the morning. That's from I know she's from Canada, so Halifaxa could be like the name, but... you can say that a couple different ways. M-O, I have no idea how to say that. Second, O with the slash. Like the Ghostbuster symbol without the ghost. Slow Love. And then Young Bay was what I played. All of my backing tracks, as always, almost always. I play some Ratatat too. Arbonabu, this one's Pick Up. Which is a heck of a backing track. I just like industry standard right here. Industry standard. It's just back there. You hear the flute? 100%. All right. I think I'm going to play like maybe one more. I'll jump back on here. And thanks for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day. Sun's rising. It'll be a heck of a sunny day. Sky's real blue. Real blue. That's what you get in New England. That deep, deep blue sky. All right.
Folks. sat down. Cause you keep me nice and you keep me warm. Wanna feel you on me, can't wait to get back there again. Texas sun. Texas sun. Texas sun. You say you like the wind blowing through your hair. Well, come on, roll with me. The sun goes down. Texas sun. Texas sun.
Ooh, baby, you're so gorgeous. How about you and me? Take a little trip.
Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I. Oh, girl. Take a ride with me, babe. You by my side. How does it sound? You and I.
Hey, listening to WMFO in Medford, that's the end of my show, and stick around, we got another one coming right up after this.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.